Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
He's from CBS. He's Evan Washburn. Evan, good morning.
What's up, fellas? Good to be with you.
Hey, good to have you on the program, Evan. Now, before we get to Baltimore and their matchup with the Bengals and the woes of the Ravens, if you want to say their woes, you've got Houston and you've got Kansas City coming up, and you're on this game with Ian Eagle and Hall of Famer Dan Fouts. It's Deshaun Watson. It's Patrick Mahomes. I'm sure Bears fans are saying, yeah, we could have had both of these guys, but we have Mitch Trubisky, but that's their problem. I see a shootout here. I think the odds makers do as well. 55 is the total points. But Mahomes is a little bit banged up right now, isn't he?
He is. And really, this Kansas City team's banged up. And it goes beyond just Mahomes. It's across their offensive line. Their wide receivers, Tyreek Hill, Sammy Watkins, both dealing with injuries. Hill seems to be trending towards coming back soon, but we're not sure if it's Sunday yet. Sammy Watkins, who started the year gangbusters, but again, now is dealing with injuries. It's been part of his career in the NFL. So those are all concerns for Kansas City. And their defense has, despite a complete makeover in the offseason and a lot of additions and high-priced ones, is struggling to do exactly what they did last year and stop the run and tackle guys. So as good as Kansas City has played, and I think will be this year, this feels like a challenge because of all those factors against the Houston team that's coming off their best game of the year.
Plus, the thing with Houston is they had, one sack last week? So is the offensive line getting better, or it was just a poor pass-rushing team?
You know what, Vinny? I think it's a little bit of both, and it was actually zero sacks. And I had to go back, and it's only the second time in Watson's career that he hasn't been sacked in a game. Both those games, he's had five touchdown passes. So not that you or any basic football fan needs to know this, but specific for Watson, if you give him just a modicum of time, he's going to be able to get it to guys like Will Fuller and DeAndre Hopkins, and this offense can do what they can do. But I still am not sure on Houston, because you have really the two ends of the spectrum the last 2 weeks, the way they played against Carolina and then the way they played against Atlanta. And I think who they are is probably somewhere in the middle. I think fans of the Texans will tell you it's closer to Atlanta, and maybe it is, and we'll find out against Kansas City, probably not so much because of the defense, but going into Arrowhead, as you guys both know, yeah, and as we saw for Baltimore a few weeks ago, is a real challenge.
Evan, have you done any of the Bengals games yet?
No, I don't know if I haven't been fortunate enough or I've been lucky enough, but I haven't. I've watched them as I've prepped for other teams and seeing them play. And it just looks to me like a team that's really searching and maybe hasn't found an identity, especially offensively, because of what they don't have.
Yeah, I mean, I watched the film the other day. I mean, and to me, they look old. You know, like Atkins used to be a stud. He looks old. The corners are good. Other than that, to me, they're not very athletic defensively. The offensive line's not very good. They don't have receivers that can run. You know, I'm not impressed.
No, and look, this has been said, and I would agree with it. They seem to be caught in between two realities, the one about being a rebuild and then the one about what this organization has and seemingly continues to be, and one that they invest in players, and they're going to want to see those contracts played out, and they're not in the business of moving on from players that they've signed up for X number of years and X number of dollars. And they look at these guys as assets that they want to see play under their roof. And I know Zach Taylor, as recent as yesterday, really is continuing to downplay the A.J. Green trade talks. But all of those pieces, whether it's Green, Dalton, Atkins, Kirkpatrick, they have players that teams that are on the fringe of the playoffs or a Super Bowl run would love to have for a few months. And that's a valuable place to be. I mean, you see how Miami has approached it, and you can be upset with it if you're a fan, but I don't know. To me, it seems like Cincinnati isn't sure exactly what they want to do, and the longer you wait, the worse it's probably going to get.
Evan Washburn joining us, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Been with CBS since 2014. He'll be with Ian Eagle and Dan Fouts at Arrowhead, 1 o'clock, Houston against KC. Evan, of course, you follow the Ravens throughout the training camp, the preseason. You've seen them a couple of times during the regular season. What is your analysis of the team through five games? Yeah, they're in first place at 3-2, but the woes are what right now?
I mean, I'm having a hard time wrapping my head around the defensive deficiencies and just because, and this is obvious, but how much we've associated the Ravens for as long as I can remember with high-caliber defense. And I think that I underestimated, as I'm sure some others did, just how much the losses that they took on in free agency and in the offseason have affected the continuity. And while they played better in moments, for sure, against Pittsburgh, albeit against Mason Rudolph up until he was out of the game, and then Devlin Hodges, the big plays were still there. And for Ravens fans, thankful that Marlon Humphrey could punch that ball out, because it kind of felt like Hodges was able to move that offense down the field and was seemingly going to do it there in overtime. So it's hard for me to figure out and see why this defense is having so many growing pains as they head into the season, and now dealt with some injuries, obviously Tony Jefferson being the biggest one, and change over at the linebacker position. Is this something that Ravens fans are just going to have to get used to, or is there a real shift that can happen in coming weeks?
I think a lot of the problem defensively, Evan, the way I see it is mental errors. They've had way too many mental errors. When have you ever seen so many people running so wide open and so many big plays, so many missed tackles, you know, on a Ravens defense? And I think it goes to, you know, like Joe Gibbs used to say, you can't win with dumb guys, you know, and they brought in Josh Bynes, who's a smart guy. Now Chuck Clark's going to start at safety, and they all say he's the smartest DB in the room, which I think, you know, could possibly help them. But it all comes back to, they can't get pressure on the quarterback and whatever quarterback they play. Last week, the two young quarterbacks had both basically almost 100 quarterback rating each because there's no pressure, and I think that's killing the Ravens.
Absolutely. And when it comes to the acumen, football IQ, all those factors, I'm sure they're part of the conversation. But I have to imagine, in sitting in that room with a lot of those guys ahead of that Pittsburgh game, they feel the weight of this. I mean, when you go to Baltimore, whether as a draft pick, a free agent, and you play defense, you know what you're in that lineage of. And the fact that they're not matching that expectation, I think, is taking a toll, and it's forcing players or having players go outside of probably their responsibility, and then that creates the breakdown. So, look, they'll have an opportunity here against Cincinnati to gain some confidence and maybe work through some of this stuff. But, man, that stretch coming up, whether it's Seattle, New England, all these teams on the back half of the schedule, if that defense doesn't at least kind of hit some level of whether it be average or slightly above average, then I think the concern can be real.
He's Evan Washburn. He'll be at Arrowhead with Ian Eagle and Dan Fouts for the Houston-Kansas City ball game. Evan, we appreciate the time. Hopefully we'll talk to you soon.
Absolutely. Have a great weekend.
Yep, guys. You too.
Got it. Evan Washburn, CBS. You see him, of course, during the preseason as he's on the Ravens Network with Jerry Sandusky and Brian Billick doing Ravens preseason games.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.